Transition Radio from San Diego, exploring the world of change with you. Are you ready to take your life to a new level? Join transition coaches and best-selling authors Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster as they explore strategies to navigate changes in health, relationships, money, career, and so much more. Get the information and tools to make your life smoother, easier, and more productive. And now, your hosts, Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster.
And welcome to Transition Radio. We are so happy to have you here with us today. Paula Shaw here, and here with my co-host, Kendi Foster. And our amazing guest today. Ken, we've got some fun people to talk to today and lots to share with our listeners, don't we?
We do. You know, today is a very special day because it's a day that can really help people to transition their lives around creating wealth, creating money. We've got two of the top entrepreneurs in the world going to be on this show today, and they're going to teach us some of their strategies. They're going to give us some tools. They're going to give us some giveaways to really transition money. So, Paula, talk to me real quick about money. You know, like what keeps people stuck with not being able to generate money in their life?
Wow. I think it's mostly what you believe. You know, if you believe you can, you can. And if you believe you can't, you can't. I think most people are taught, even in childhood, you know, just to kind of do what your parents did, or do what seems like is reasonable. Don't dream big. Don't think way out of the box. Just do what feels realistic. Mm-hmm. And I think that kills the spirit of dreams and big goals.
Yeah. Well, I think you're right. I think you have. There's a part of you that have to have the right attitude. You've really got to believe in yourself, believe that there's a possibility of being able to create it. Mm-hmm. I also think, you know, with working with the clients that I work with, a lot of times how gets in the way. You know, people say, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? You know, I wrote an entire book called Ask and You Will Succeed, and I didn't put one how question in that book, right? There's 1,001 extraordinary questions to create an extraordinary life. And those questions are designed to help people tune into their own understanding, their own intuition, so that they can start to generate a life of their dreams. So the how, we need to let go of that. But I do think we need to set up intention, like you and I talk all the time. Set intention, be clear with what our outcomes are going to be, and then really start to look at some of the resources we have around us. Yeah, people, places, and things that we can bring together to help create wealth in our life.
Yeah, and with us this morning is somebody who's an expert at putting those people, places, and things together in an amazing way to help people.
Absolutely. Well, let's introduce Jill, because she is absolutely an amazing person. I've known her for many, many years.
And I met Jill at Lisa Nichols' event, and she did an amazing presentation. She's a beautiful person and the most gorgeous green eyes you've ever seen. She had on a necklace and a shirt that just made those eyes pop. I remember it well, Jill. But she is an international speaker on the topics of radical influence, publicity, networking, kindness, and referrals. She's also the author of 4 best-selling books, Get Noticed, Get Referrals, Guerrilla Publicity, which is her first book that I ever had, Networking Magic, and the latest one, The Prophet of Kindness. She's a master strategist, helping people position their businesses for profitability and visibility. She's an amazing woman, the CEO of a strategic consulting firm. And I think without any further ado, we need to hear something from Jill. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Jill. Welcome. We're so happy to have you.
I am delighted to be here. Thank you.
You're amazing. So, you know, let's talk about kindness and building wealth. I just want to jump right in because I know that you're passionate about that today. So let's talk about
that. And so many people don't think those two words can be in the same sentence.
That's for sure.
Kindness and building wealth. That's 3 words, actually. So how do they combine, Jill?
Well, you know, it's interesting. When I wrote Prophet of Kindness, I got to interview great companies across the world who were practicing kindness. And funny enough, all of them had happier teams, more customers, more revenues, ongoing visibility and presence, because, of course, I look for that, too, as a publicity expert.
Mm-hmm.
And they were consistently wealthy and successful companies and individuals. So, and I interviewed both individuals and companies, and always they were consistently happier, wealthier, in better health, had more fulfilled lives, you know, mm-hmm. just generally more fulfilled people. Surprise and true. Wow.
And what does that exactly mean on a corporate level, practicing kindness? How do they implement that?
Well, you know, for instance, I had this wonderful story of Panera Bread, and this young man calls into Panera Bread, this store in New Hampshire, and the lovely employee answers the phone. You know, she's probably making $8 an hour, mm-hmm. and he says, "My grandmother is dying, and, you know, she loves your clam chowder. Can we get some clam chowder?" Well, it's Tuesday, and they don't make clam chowder Panera Bread on Tuesday. It's only on Fridays. But that woman heard his voice and heard his request and knew what it was for, and she said, basically, to heck with policy, "Yes, I'm making you clam chowder."
Oh.
Not only did she make the clam chowder, she then gave him a whole package of cookies and sent him on his way for literally her last meal, the dying grandmother.
Oh.
What's so beautiful about this is not only the pure act itself of loving and giving selflessness, and to heck with the rules, because sometimes you got to throw rules away, really, in
mm-hmm.
this world. And she threw corporate policy away, all the rules, all that fun stuff, did what the right thing to do. Well, the young man actually went on social media and thanked them and said how lovely that was. And do you know, up to this moment, last time I checked, that particular post has gotten 330,000 likes and comments.
Wow.
Now, being a publicity expert, let me just tell you this. That is great publicity.
Mm-hmm.
That is powerful wealth building for Panera Bread Company. The woman who did that has now been promoted to manager and actually even higher now, making great money, having a lovely, fulfilled, and much more satisfying life than as the, you know, counterwoman taking an order. And so everybody's life got better because of one kind action in corporate.
That is such a fabulous story, Jill. Oh, I love that. And kind of the opposite of the old saying, there is no such thing as bad publicity, huh?
Right, exactly. And none of them did it for any of that reason. It was just the right thing to do in that moment. And that's what's beautiful about that.
So how do you, what's some of the best ways that people can, like, kind of tune into their kindness and start to apply what you just said? That's a great story. But how do we apply it in everyday, you know, in everyday business?
Well, in The Profit of Kindness, I actually have, you know, people are always concerned about ROI.
Right.
And we're concerned about ROCs, return on kindness principles.
Mm.
So
mm-hmm.
I thought ROCs are more fun than ROI. So a couple ROCs I'll share with you, and that's how you can start applying it, is, for instance, gratitude. You know, are you grateful for everything? And that doesn't always mean everything's going right and perfect, but are we grateful for everything that's going on? I know every day I say 5 things I'm grateful for before I go to bed.
Mm.
That's a great simple practice that makes sense. By the way, I don't write it down. I don't journal. All that's, you know, I'm a busy woman speaking and training and all that good stuff. So do whatever you can do and just do something that gives gratitude presence in your life. And I think that's really important.
That's good.
You know, one of the things I think is really interesting in these days, one of our ROKs is connection. And funny enough, because we are all so highly connected between text and social media and email and phones and all our digital devices, guess what? We've become very disconnected.
Yes.
And people are longing for connection more than ever. So I think that's really important, is find connection in your life, whatever that means for you. You know, for me, it means date night. It also means that also I have connection with me, time, and mm-hmm. meditation, and quiet solitude, and cat hugging time, which is connection, right?
Mm-hmm.
So find how that works for you in your life, and I think that's really important. You know, flexibility. It's another profit of kindness, return on kindness principle. And it particularly in these days, I find flexibility is really, really key. You know, that means we keep our commitments and we do what we say we're going to do, And, you know, life is wild. I mean, we can see it this year between the hurricanes and mm-hmm. the fires and all the things. You know, my assistant was out of commission for 4 days because she was in the middle of a hurricane. You know, that's just one thing that happened this year. And then guess what? A week, 2 weeks later, there are fires burning 30 minutes from my house. Mm. So those raging California fires. So mm-hmm. I think what's really key is flexibility in this time. You know, which means that, like, I tell my consulting clients, listen, I need flexibility in my life, and I'm going to ask for your support in that, and I'm going to grant you the same thing, which yeah. means if an appointment gets changed, you know, I'm not going to ding them, and, you know, we have our basic guidelines and rules, but as one of my coaches says, 80% of the time the rules work, and 20%, you know, you just do what you need to do. So I just think that's important to have flexibility in life, which leads, frankly, to another one called patience. Patience. Now, patience can certainly be practiced. Oh, I love calling the utility companies and practicing patience. So that's really good.
Speak to a representative. Speak to a representative.
Yeah, exactly. They just take you round and round and round. I mean, you know, we can all laugh at how much time we spend on hold talking to utility companies. Wild. And they still haven't fixed that issue. Great way to practice patience, though.
That's great. Well, listen, I want to let our audience know in this first segment how to get a hold of you. So we have jilllublin.com, JILLLUBLIN.com, jilllublin.com. And also, want to talk to you about the power of giving first and what that really means to our audience. And when we come back, we are going to talk about that, right, Jill?
Thank you. I'd love to.
Okay. Sounds good. So we will be right back.
We'll be back with Transition Radio and your hosts, Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster. Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org. We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now, here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster.
Welcome back to Transition Radio, where we are speaking with publicist Jill Lublin, who is an expert in many areas, has 4 best-selling books, and we were just about to talk about the power of giving with Jill. Jill, let's talk about that. How does that work with kindness, and how does that generate success for people?
You know, what's interesting is you got to think about giving first. Like, are you giving, for instance, I teach a publicity course. Every time I teach this course, there is a scholarship seat in the course. That is a must-do practice of mine. That's giving, right? How much of your money are you giving? Are you giving away your time, your energy? Take a look in your life and see where are you giving in a way that serves others and in a way that feels right to you and your business and personally. So I think that's a really important question.
Mm-hmm. That is a very important question.
Is so
and,
key.
You know, with people that give like that, it seems to me like they seem to lead, they be in the leading edge of compassion, the leading edge of understanding, the leading edge of wisdom, and also the leading edge of profitability. What's your thought about that?
They are all of those things. And I'm telling you, it's so fascinating to me. Like a woman I interviewed who owned 2 veterinarian practices, you know, practices giving with her staff, practices Happiness Mondays, you know, where they speak about happiness and read about it. Guess what? She is happier, more fulfilled, leading an exciting and dynamic life. And her employees love her most of the time, like, you know, everything in life, right? But they have a wonderful work environment. And that makes a big difference.
They're finding in research, too, that especially with millennials, they care about the quality of their experience when they're at work. They want these kinds of things that you're describing, Jill.
Exactly.
And you have a giveaway for our listeners that I think would be wonderful to share with them now. Will you tell them about that?
Absolutely. Oh, I am an expert in publicity, so I've compiled some excellent PR tips that you can use very quickly, and it's an audio downloadable, quick, simple, easy-to-implement format, and you get it by going to publicitycrashcourse.com/free gift. publicitycrashcourse.com/free gift.
That's great. And also, Jill, how do people get your book, The Profit of Kindness?
You know, if they actually go to jilllublin.com that you mentioned earlier, you can go right through it, and you'll go straight to Amazon through my website, and you can get all of my books that way, and it would be great for you to have those tools. So thank you for that. Mm.
And Jill, we definitely have to have you come back, because there's so much more I want to ask you about, and unfortunately, we don't have the time today, but you've shared some beautiful things with us, and I love this idea of kindness out there in the world, especially in the corporate world. So thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Thank you so much, Jill. And yes, kindness in the workplace is a message that I want to connect with and have you back too, Jill. Mm-hmm. So I hope you'll come back.
Thank you. I'd love to come back, and thank you both for all the blessings you are in the world.
Thanks so much, Jill.
And take care.
And now we have Mr. Robert Allen. Bob Allen is the author of some of the most influential financial books of all time, including the New York Times mega bestseller, Creating Wealth, Nothing Down, Multiple Streams of Income, and The 1 Minute Millionaire. Combined with his 11 books, he has sold over 4 million copies and has spent almost 100 weeks on the New York Times bestselling list. His latest book is co-authored with his son, Aaron. It's entitled The 4 Maps of Happy, Successful People. So I want to tell you this about Bob. Not only have I known him for many years, and he's just an incredible human being, through the past 40 years, millions of people have attended his live seminars, and his graduates have earned billions in profits by following his financial advice. Today, there are literally thousands of millionaires and multimillionaires worldwide who attribute their success to Bob Allen's systems and his strategies. Bob, thank you so much for being on our show, and welcome.
Oh, thank you, Ken, for putting up with me.
Well, I've put up with you since we met on the mountaintop down in Del Mar. And I've been so blessed to have you mentor me in so many ways over the years. So I'm happy to have you on the show. It's great.
And now you're nationwide on this incredible radio show and podcasts. And wow, I'm so proud of what you're pulling off. The world needs to be educated, taken to the next level.
Mm. Well, we're trying to do our part, and it's great to have you here to step that up and take it to the next level. You know, I know you've built so many multiple streams of income for not only yourself, but for so many people. What is the mindset of those individuals that you have taken to the next level? How do they do this? How do you teach them this?
Well, the person that is listening right now, are you an entrepreneur or are you an employee? If you're an employee, you want security, you want to get a job, you want to retire one day, right? If you're an entrepreneur, the last thing you want is a job. You want to be the boss. You want to create some extra streams of income for yourself. So the first decision is deciding, who are you? And what do you want to do with your life? And you know, Ken, you guys are entrepreneurs. You've launched this incredible outreach to reach out to people. You have to decide, what is it that you really want? Do you want to be financially free? Do you want to be your own boss? So that's the first step. The second step is do you really, really, really want it? Are you willing to pay the price to get it? Are you willing to, is it your passion? Is it something you really love to do? When I graduated from college, I couldn't find a job. It was in the middle of a huge recession, and I'd read this book on real estate investing by Nickerson, and I'd read Think and Grow Rich, which is the kind of like the mini Bible of entrepreneurs. And I thought, well, you know, why do I need a job? I really want to just be wealthy anyway. Why don't I just go create some wealth? And so I was single, and I ran off and bought some real estate. And then 3 years later, I cracked that million-dollar goal, and then I wrote this book on real estate investing called Nothing Down. The mindset for me, though, was, you know, I was passionate about it. It was just, I was driven. So that's the next step. Are you driven? Is it something that is not hard? It's just like you can't stop thinking about it. Mm. You know, this morning I woke up, I'm thinking about what I want to get accomplished today. I don't want to turn my brain off like most employees do. They just turn their brain off and kind of coast for a while. This last book I wrote with my son called The Four Maps of Happy, Successful People, it starts off with the first map. And when you draw it out visually, rather than linear, you draw out a picture and you ask yourself the question, here I am, the bottom left-hand corner of this blank piece of paper with my frowny face. What doesn't work in my life, and do I really want to fix it? And then up in the top right-hand corner, you draw the smiley face, and you say, what do I really want? What do I really, really, really want? And this first map is called clarity. So you decide what it is you really want, rather than just like what would be your wish or what would you hope it be. No, but what are you willing to commit to? And when I talk to entrepreneurs around the world, this is just the way they think. It's just in their DNA. They get up in the morning and they have dreams and they have plans and hopes, and they're willing to risk it all every single day to go get it.
Mm-hmm. Bob, let me ask you, what do you think the values are that drive success?
The values. Well, my value is freedom. It's really, really, really important to me. Another value for me personally is creativity. I just want to, if I'm going to do something, I want to be different. I want to, you know, step out from the crowd. And for most entrepreneurs, I think freedom is the main value driver. And then another value driver is contribution. I've found in my life I was really happy with my own personal success and happy to achieve my own personal goals, but it just ended up being empty after a while. But when I bump into somebody who had read one of my books and had used it and it changed their life, and they told me their story, that drove me. I thought, now that's what I really want to do, is to have more people who can relate a success story to me somehow. And I began to, you know, shift my attention from me to we, like what can we accomplish together? And I call it being the enlightened entrepreneur. When you're a giver. Entrepreneurs, you look at the richest people in the world, look at the top 100 billionaires in the world, and you look through their list of contributions, what they give, you find that almost to a person, they are a massive givers. And they've been that way from the very early stages. And I just think that's one of the main sources of wealth, is to be so giving, contributing to making the world a better place, that the universe, capital U, the universe goes, now there's a giver. Let's make sure that giver gets more. Let opportunities flow into their life. Let challenges flow away from their life. Let's prosper and protect that person. And in my opinion, that's a spiritual conversation we can have. But in my opinion, that's a value that's extremely important.
That is such a beautiful, beautiful concept, Bob. And let's get into that a little bit more in our next segment. We need to take a break right now, but we'll be right back.
We'll be back with Transition Radio and your hosts, Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster.
Baby boomers, are you prepared? In a recent study from Transamerica, 45% of baby boomers are expecting a financial decrease in their standard of living after retirement. If you live into your 90s, you can go without a paycheck for 30 years. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton from Sexton Advisor Group. With almost 20 years in the business, I can answer your retirement questions. Get your complimentary retirement guide by calling 1-800-560-2611. That's 1-800-560-2611. Or go to SextonAdvisorGroup.com. That's S-E-X-T-O-N advisorgroup.com.
Is living in today's fast-paced world making you feel stressed and out of balance? Are anxiety, sleeplessness, depression, lack of focus, or weight gain robbing you of your relationship and your energy? If you're ready for change, you need to call Paula Shaw at Rebalancing You. Paula helps you identify and eliminate self-sabotaging thinking and behavior. Using a wide variety of mind-body techniques, she provides her clients with the most effective processes for their specific needs. To book a rebalancing session with Paula, call 858-480-9000. That's 858-480-9234.
We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster.
And welcome back to Transition Radio. We are here today with Robert Allen, an amazing being on this planet in so many ways. He's taught people so much about building wealth, and he's really an incredible human being. He's the author of, many books, but his latest is The Four Maps of, help me, Ken.
Four Maps of Happy, Successful
Happy,
People.
Happy, Successful People. Sorry, Bob. I lost my notes for just a moment. And we talked about one of those maps just a moment ago. Tell us about some of the others.
There are four skills. The way I summarize it, if you're really good at these four skills, then you can be happy and successful. And if you're not good at these four skills, it's going to be a struggle. And the name of your show is Transition.
Mm-hmm.
That means you have to transition yourself from where you are now to where you want to be. And that is a climb. You know, there's a mountain we're climbing in order to do this transition. It's not an easy process.
Right.
Every day it's up a mountain, and eventually you get to the top of that mountain or that hill or wherever you want to imagine it, where your life is going to be different. So the first step is to say, well, how different do I want it? And to imagine it the way you really want it to be. What kind of relationships do you want? What kind of health do you want? What kind of time freedom? What kind of financial, resources do you want to attract to your life? And that's what I call the first map, because it's a clarity map. And it's a picture you draw every day.
Mm.
You draw a simple little diagram let's see, I think if you go to robertallen.com, there's a way to get some free chapters there.
The
second map is what I call anticipation. And as you're climbing this mountain every single day, there are challenges you're going to face. And they're going to be what I call, you're going to have the people who will help you. They're lifters, they'll help you. And there are people who are going to challenge you, are going to try to hold you back. And these challenges that we face every single day are part of the climb. And it's something you have to buy into. You have to say, I know it's going to be a challenge. I know they're going to be the things that are going to hold me back. Am I a hero or am I not? Am I willing to do something that's hard or not? It's a conversation you have with yourself, knowing how hard it's going to be. Are you still willing to pay that price? And it's what I call anticipation. You're anticipating the hard stuff. You're also anticipating the angels. You know, there are these visible angels and invisible angels that are surrounding us. And believe it or not, when you make a commitment to do the hard stuff, they come out of the woodwork to support and help you.
Yes.
And yet, if you're not willing to make that commitment, you wonder why you don't get any help. It's usually because that second map, the anticipation map, hasn't been really thought through. The third map is called the ritual map. And every person you know who's successful, they have a daily ritual of things they do every day. things that they, and my mentor Stephen Covey would call it the daily private victory, and then the daily public victory. And there's things you do in private where it's just you and you, where you decide, yep, we're going to make this happen. And there's things you do in terms of your preparation for that every day. My what I call ritual, R-I-C-H-U-A-L, is some spiritual work. It's some planning. It's some physical things. I'm on the treadmill today. Mm-hmm. It's stuff you do to prepare yourself to go out in the world, just like a sports person. They practice and they get ready to go out on the field, but there's hours and hours and hours before they step on the field for a very short moment. But when they step on the field, they're ready. And then the final map is what I call task. It's deciding what are the three most important things you got to get done in the next 5 years to live your ideal life. And willing to chunk that down into what I call ideals, dones, and musts. A done is a one-year project that is so important to you that you literally procrastinate everything else. It's like, this has got to get done. It's not a goal. I don't set goals. Goals are weak. Goals are, they're old thinking. A done is where you're so committed to it that nothing stands in your way. It's done in your mind. It's already done. It's finished. That's how important it is to you. And then finally, you're a daily must. What do I have to do every single day to make sure my dones get done this year, to make sure my ideals get lived in 5 years from now? And that's a transition, you know, that all of us take. It's daily transitions you need to make in order to make yearly milestones, in order to make the 5 years really happen the way you want them to happen. That's a brief summary of what I think are the four major skills that all of us need to develop. And if you're trying to transition your life from a relationship or to financial freedom or to a health challenge you're working on, it all boils down to kind of those four fundamentals in my experience.
That's really good. You know, I love the way that you simplified that for our listeners. And I know it's very expansive in the book. I want to expand a little bit on the angel part of that, right? How do the duns and the angels work together? Let's talk about that for a minute.
Well, when a person is committed, the universe responds. They say, oh, there is someone who's committed, and sends all kinds of angels to support us. A lot of them are physical, people that bump into us and are willing to support, because they see, because you, when you're committed, you just resonate. You know, you just, signals are sent off from every cell in your body like, this is going to happen. And people respond to that. It's an invisible signal you send out. But when you send it out, like, you know, just like everybody responds to it. And then, of course, I don't know what your spiritual beliefs are, but I believe in angels. I believe that they are sent, maybe they're past ancestors that are saying, come on, boy, come on, girl, you can make it. But I think they're invisible. I think that they are kind of opening up doors for us that we are not available, that we're not aware need to be opened. I think when our life is all over, 100 years from now, we'll look back and we'll realize how unbelievably supported we are in every way, and how when we make, you know, strong commitments to things, just the whole universe responds to that kind of commitment. And most people never get there. They never get to that kind of commitment because of a fear or distraction or a million other things. But when you make a commitment like a done, like this will be done this year, period. My life depends on it. My word depends on it. When you give your word like that, the word turns into reality in a very metaphysical and in a real way. And so the invisible and visible angels just show up, in my experience.
One of my favorite lines of poetry, I believe it's by Henry David Thoreau, that speaks to exactly what you're saying, is all you need do is begin, and the end, as if of itself, will rise to meet you.
Mm. Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah,
the end rises up to meet you. Well, isn't that transition? Mm-hmm. It's just the description. In order to transition in your life, you have to decide. My life, the way it is, no longer is supportable to me. I will not stand for this kind of life anymore. I want the life I want. I want that life. I'm willing to commit to it. I'm willing to give my word to it. My word is so important. Mm. You know, even in Christianity, the word is the most important concept. Because
the vibration.
When you give your word,
it's
a vibration that makes happen things. So I wish we had more time to talk about it, but you know, I'm sending out a signal to all of your listeners. They can have what they want. It's harder than they think. It's going to take longer than you want. It's going to be more expensive than you expect. But it's worth it. It's worth it.
Yeah. So worth it. You know, and I think of the millions of people you've touched their lives, Bob, and the way that you've touched their lives is just what we're talking about right now. Is you've lifted them up. You've lifted Paula and I up. I know that, you know, we're so blessed to be able to have this show and grow this show to 500 stations over the next year and a half or so.
Yeah.
We're just there. We're done. It's a done deal. And we get it.
Yeah.
Right? We get it. So
I love this concept of duns, you know?
We're done.
That's a great concept. And the other thing I love that you said, Bob, because I'm such a believer in energy, and that you got to have the right energy around something or it doesn't happen. And that's what I hear you saying. You know, when you give it your word, when you know it's done, that creates a powerful energy. And I think it's a force that nothing can mess with. It's just going to be there. It's going to happen.
I would challenge our listeners.
I see you guys broadcasting 500 stations. I can see it. Oh. And the world needs it.
The world needs it. Yeah, the world needs it. And, you know, that's happening in the next year and a half. We don't know how it's happening. We know it's happening. We don't know the how, but we do know the steps. And we surround ourselves with people like yourself that have been there, that have done it, that lift us up every week. And as a result of doing that, doors are opening like crazy.
We are blessed.
Congratulations.
We are doing the done. And I think if there's listeners right now, my challenge to you right now would be listen to this tape over and over again. Tell your friends about it. Tell your family about it. And connect to Robert G. Allen. And understand that, you know, these principles work. They work time and time again, but you have to apply them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his message. You got to apply them. You got to know them first, but then you have to apply them.
And his website is?
Robert G. Allen.
RobertAllen.com.
All right. Yeah. Robert, you have blessed us so much today. Thank you so much. And please come back again.
Happy to. Anytime, Ken. We've known each other so many years, and whatever I can do to help you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Robert. I really appreciate it.
Paula.
Appreciate your support, your love, your mentoring. Thank you so much.
And we'll be right back with our Smart Money segment.
We'll be back with Transition Radio and your hosts, Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster.
There's a question many of us ask ourselves when we are grieving. When will this pain ever end? Life Transition Coach and Grief Recovery Specialist Paula Shaw wants you to know there is light at the end of the tunnel. In her new best-selling book, Paula gives you information and practical exercises you can use right away in your recovery process, including breathing methods, the emotional freedom technique, energy psychology work, and many other healing tools. Grief, when will this pain ever end? Available now on Amazon.com.
We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now, here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster.
And And welcome back to Transition Radio. We are so happy to have you here with us during our Smart Money segment right now with our favorite Steve Sexton of the Sexton Advisory Group. Steve, we have had an amazing show talking about wealth building, and I know that's one of your favorite topics. But what was really, just a little bit, what was really fun about what our last two guests talked about was not just the strategies, but the attitude, you know, coming from wanting to contribute, coming from giving. But I know you also got to have the strategies. Mm-hmm. So what are some of your favorite strategies?
Well, you know what, when you start looking at building wealth, some people start looking at building wealth when they're in their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Through their 50s and 55 and so on. And the key here is, yes, you know what? Abundance is really important. Too many people want to hoard everything they can. And the more they look at, hey, if I can help more people, the better.
Mm-hmm.
But there's three things that people really need to take a look at when they get out of college and they start that family and they're looking to accumulate. Mm-hmm. Number one is protection. Got to have a trust. You know what?
Oh.
If somebody just buys their first house, it's a $170,000 home. Okay. Mm-hmm. They might have a $150,000 mortgage on it, but if one of the kids or your spouse passes away, it's going to go into probate and you have to hire an attorney. Oh. You know what? They're fighting the whole battles. It might cost more than the equity you have in the home to pay for the attorneys.
Oh.
So if you have a trust, the second somebody passes, it's already the other person's mm-hmm. and nobody's involved. You also need somebody there in case somebody gets in a car accident to make health decisions when you can't or financial decisions when you can't, because those two documents will basically save your life and it doesn't matter what age you are.
Mm.
You know, for my kids, the second they turn 18, they're getting a trust. My son already has one. He's in his first year of college. 2 days after, well, part of his 18th birthday is he got a trust. Okay.
Wow.
Second thing is protection. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you know what? I'll be 54 tomorrow, actually, which is exciting.
Wow.
But
happy birthday coming up.
But you know what? Back when I was in my 30s and starting to have a family, if something happened to me, you know what? Where would my wife be? She'd have a mess. You know what? Yes, I was in the financial business, did well, but if I didn't and we're living paycheck to paycheck and I made $100,000 a year, oh my God, what would my wife do? How would she pay the mortgage?
Mm-hmm.
So even if you have a small little term life insurance policy that'll cover you through the working years, basically it's designed to replace income. Now, not have income for 10 years, but you want to get a large enough death benefit to create an income that would be able to support you while you're figuring out what you're going to do next. Otherwise, you're into selling cars, houses, and things like that. And it's, again, a mess. Third thing, accumulation. 20 to 55 or 60 is all about accumulation. And Robert's strategies, wow, different sources of income, outstanding. But the key here is this. You know what? The best example I can give is my nephew.
Mm-hmm.
My nephew, Brian, great kid. He and his wife recently got married, and we started talking about retirement plans. His company will match basically 50% of what he contributes to his 401k. Her company does the same thing. And I said, you know what? If you guys both put $18,000 in a year and you focus on that, okay, you're basically going to add in about $45,000, $50,000 a year into your collective 401ks.
Wow.
Now, if you did that for 30 years, you'll have about $5 or $6 million.
Oh,
now,
gosh.
You know what? At the age of 54, wouldn't you like an option to work? And all you have to do now is figure out how to live on everything else, minus that $18,000 out of each one of your salaries.
Mm.
Okay. And they're doing it. So basically they said, you know what, we're going to wait a few years before we get a house because we want to be in a position where we can afford both. Okay.
Mm.
And that's what they're doing. So it's the accumulation. How much can you accumulate now before the age of 50? You'll be far better off. You'll have options. There's many people in their mid 50s right now that are still trying to save $8,000, $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 a month just so they can have the lifestyle they need in retirement. Or they're going to be like many others that are saying, you know what, my whole wealth is in my house, so I have to sell my house, downsize, or even get a reverse mortgage to live the retirement dreams that I want. So the key is, how much can you save now? Forget about the other stuff. Don't worry about keeping up with the Joneses. You don't need a special watch, a special car, because at the end of the day, the other person doesn't care. And the reason why I know that is because if you complain about, you know, you tell friends, oh, I'm having a bad day, I'm having a dead day. 90% of them don't care. And the other 10% are just glad that you're having a bad day.
Right.
So, you know what? At the end of the day, it's about you being happy with yourself and being able to put that money away, because you'll be better off in the future.
Well, you know, right in our last segment, Robert Allen talked about duns. He said, you know, goals are kind of weak, but when you have a done, you're committed to it. It's just done. You're done. You're not doing it. You're not going anywhere else. This really applies to what you're saying
for
young people. It's just like, you got to create your done. I'm done. Just like that couple just did, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? It's a must. You have to commit to it. If it's $500 a week, a month, whatever it is, commit to it. Mm-hmm. Each year, increase it by 1%.
Okay, got it. So now, Steve, all right, so I'm committed to it. I'm setting up my trust. Now, where do I do to fund this thing? What am I investing in? Let's say I'm between 30 and 40, okay? You know, and I'm saving $5,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Where do I put that money?
Okay, so one of the things is you want to take a look at, I'll say this. One, you want to look at your 401k IRA first, because if you don't have to pay tax on it now and you can defer the taxes for 30 years, you can have far more accumulation. Okay. Two, you can look into things like real estate to create that wealth, because now you have somebody else that's paying the rent for you. Okay. And even if you are breaking even, you have the value of that real estate grown and somebody else is paying for it. Plus, you're getting a tax deduction to boot.
Mm.
Okay. So there's multiple areas, but the key here is this. If you're looking at the stock market, it's about dollar cost averaging. And all that really means is if I put it in today, the stock price is 10. So I'm buying 10 shares. Now, at 10 shares at 10 bucks is $100. But if the stock market goes down to $2 per share, I can put in $100 and get 50 shares, which means I can buy it at a lower average cost, which allows me to accumulate more. Mm-hmm. And when I want to access it, I want to access it when it's at a higher value, when I'm in my 50s, 55s. That is the key to accumulation. If you can buy a house at a lower cost now and it's a higher cost down the road, it's going to be worth more for you. That's accumulation. If you can do that with businesses, income streams, the whole shot.
Mm, okay. Would you say commodities are accumulation, like gold and silver and the such, right?
Well, you know what? Commodities... are you could accumulate commodities. You just want to understand how they work. If you look at silver prior to the big cell phone age, basically it went up to 25, down to 9, went up to 25, because the reason why it went down to 9, it wasn't really worth mining until it got above 10. Mm. And then people would start buying it and get to 25 and they would sell it off. So you really have to take a look at the different commodities. I mean, it's very interesting. If you remember back in 2011, 2010, mm-hmm. You had gold getting up to $1,800 an ounce. People think it's going up to 23.
Yes.
And then it went down all the way to about 1,100. It even was scraping right around the 1,000 mark.
Wow.
And it's back up to 12. So you really have to pay attention and understand, what is that commodity going to do for you? How does it operate? And if you don't understand those things, you might not want to invest in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about liquidity? Is liquidity important during the accumulation phase?
Very much so. Mm-hmm. If you have an emergency, you need a place to go to get that money.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the investments should be liquid.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to have a portion of that money liquid. That 6 months worth of salary
mm-hmm.
would be very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things you want to look at. In fact, that's the first thing that we ask people to do when they're getting started, is to make sure they have at least 6 months worth of income set aside. Doesn't have to earn much, but it has to be there in case of emergency.
What would you say? I'm sorry, but did you want to ask him something?
No, I was just saying that's so important because I think that's what can wipe people out when they can't get a hold of the money and then a health crisis or something happens.
Loss of job. What do you do? You refinance the house? Well, you can't refinance the house. So I have to sell it because I lost my job.
Mm.
And you know what? The next job could be 3 or 4 months away. But if you don't have that income, you know what? Lots of.
Biggest wealth stopper?
Denial.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest wealth stopper is saying I'm going to do it tomorrow. You know, everybody out there that's, you know what, hey, I'm going to start my diet tomorrow. I'm going to start putting my money in an account tomorrow. It's the same issue. Procrastination. Next thing you know, you're 16 going, how am I going to get the money to retire? Right. Well, you're not.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, that's the big issue.
Okay.
Or being afraid to sit down and talk with somebody because you don't think you have enough money. There's different advisors for whatever stage you are in life. Mm-hmm. Right now, you can call Fidelity or a Vanguard or a Schwab, and they have people there who can help you and help you create a plan. Mm-hmm. You know what? You can call my office. We'll help you create a plan. You just want to get started.
And your office, what's the number they can call you?
1-800-560-2611. Again, that's 1-800-560-2611.
And where can they find you online?
Well, you want to go to information@sextonadvisorygroup.com. And again, that's information@sextonadvisorygroup.com.
Okay, great. And you got a website too, Steve?
Sextonadvisorygroup.com.
Okay, good. Well, that's pretty simple. Yeah, that's great. And any final thoughts on creating wealth?
Just get started. Commit to a plan. Stick to a plan. So like Robert Allen says, it's just done. Do it so you forget about it.
Mm-hmm. All right. I love that. Thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you.
Have given us, once again, some great pearls of wisdom for creating wealth.
And thank all of you for listening to Transition Radio. And you can listen also on iTunes, on iHeart. We are on 14 different podcasting sites. We're also, you can listen to past shows at transitionradioshow.com. We look forward to you listening to us on Facebook and on Twitter. Let your friends know about us. We'd really appreciate it. Thank you so much for being with us.
And we'll see you next week on Transition Radio.